これ。
Why do you lose? Why do you gain? Why do you win?
reckon, so you put it on for the fire. Now you're far from looking down. Now you're over six foot down for the fire. Every scratch, every click, every heartbeat, every breath that I held for you for the fire. There's a stack that's black and white, which is yours now and it's just mine for the fire. Do you tell it now at 33 and refer? Cause it helps with the elocution. Corporations to revolutions for the fire. So don't you even share. Just injure it instead. What do you lose when it all goes to your head? I am something that you either. Lance has got a shot, now he's dead for the fire. Bells and challenges are falling. You creeps up on you without a warning for the fire. Every scratch, every heartbeat, every breath that I bless, I've lost, I confess.
Somebody's gonna get it. one person that was dissenting up there that said something else. Everybody else sounded really happy up there about. Anyway, I'm going to come out. I'm so far away. Where are you? Out there? Yeah, there you are. I can hear you. So when I come out on the stage each night, I like to think of some theme, some story I'm going to tell you using all these pieces that I've got lying around. And new songs and old songs. And I thought I was going to maybe just sing songs tonight about love. Yeah, when you think, like, love a man, you think me, yeah, I know. Or love and deceit and lies. No. I've got 400 songs that on those topics, so we'd be here all night. So I thought I'd it's Friday night, right? So I was going to play a song that I wrote when I first started out. I was living out in the suburbs outside of London, and I wrote some songs and I sent them away on reel-to-reel tape. I sent them away to the BBC, the local station. And then I heard they were going to play one of my songs. And that was like a momentous thing. I thought everything will change, the sky will break open, and a big hand will come down and point at me. So I did what anybody would do in that situation. I went into the kitchen, and I turned all the lights off so nobody could see me listening to my own voice on the radio. It was just a street lamp coming in and shining on the linoleum. And then a song played, a little song played, and it was all about going out on a Friday night and getting up to mischief. And I thought, right now, everything will change, my life will be transformed. And then they just went to the weather forecast. But can I play for you now?
Well, I feel so loose tonight, I might fall in pieces. So be prepared to sweep me out the door. And I might be hard as arms, so by the time it ceases, so I think I'll get acquainted with the fall. Oh, I was trying to get away from the things that I always do. Oh, floorboards once again, how are you? Lip service is all you ever get from me. Well, how could you believe I take you seriously? With your cheap rewards, your blackmail, and your coverage. Just remember you'll only be the boss as long as you pay my wage. Oh, the signpost on this story point one way. Don't act like you're above it, just look at your shoes. I'll turn the light out now, cause there's nothing more to say. And it's all been lost before, so there's nothing new. But you could say that you love him very painlessly. I would have done the same for you, or would you say it to me? Lip service, that's all you ever get from me. Well, how could you believe I'd take you seriously? With your cheap reward, your blackmail, your color rage. Just remember you'll only be with us so long as you pay my wage. Remember you'll only be with us so long as you pay my wage. Don't say a word, not even listen. their escape they did. Two bits of kids for lunch and sour grapes. You better watch your step. Not who's knocking on your front door. You know they're watching while you're waiting for. If you're young and original, get out of the fall. They get to watch you stand. Every day is full of fun. Family spies, they're making heroes out of four guys. Singers good for business, sing a part of their beds. You better watch your step. Poking noses up on the wall. Backslapping troopers to every brawl. So much I never understand it all. You never watch your
shoot me for some.
She dropped me off outside my hotel. I better go and write a song about this moment.
Oh, I just don't know when to make it. Though it says I'll wait forever, it's now or never that they keep hanging on. The silly champion, she says she can't go home without a chaperone. Accidents will happen, an old bride. You used to be a victim, now you're not the one who are. Accidents will happen, an old bride. And I want to hear it, cause I know what I've done. Well, there's so many fish in the sea.
thought you were going to lose yourselves and just go off in a wild path. Save that for later. Here's a film noir song about a girl who wants to get into show business anyway, lying and swindling and mischief and so forth. I got Radio Luxembourg on this. She stood sparkling, flint princess, came howling out of the wilderness. There beat a calling in a murderer's heart beneath that calm exterior. You know my name, you don't know my mind. Don't doubt my eyes in the trail of past that I've already forgotten. Much more than you will ever know. Every word that I've spoken is true. Except the ones that I've been broken into. Trying to make peace out of the long night of pretend. Need a pawnbroker on my land. Why do you know you count this time? Volume just to turn it down. The true secrets buried where they're found is enough to put a church underground. Do flower young and ever since she tried to wash off his fingerprints. So every charlatan was made to feel inferior. If she worked for tips and chips and pants, to moving pictures, my favorite chance. 10,000 one-way tickets to the sparkling coast from the blank interior. Everybody's either dark and cold. I'm getting ready to explode. She was singing at a five-piece band. Seems that no one really wants to sound. Why do you do me down this way? Sing
enough to
sat there alone by the Ferris wheel, past the colored carriage in the air. I thought you'd lived in the dangled for a little while, this silly twist of my childish day. You know I saw you whisper to another man, stop the world from turning at your command. It's always something cool and laughter grants. Now I'm up while the dawn is breaking, even my heart is aching. I've been drinking toast to absent friends. Instead of these, I can hardly hear the music from the carousel. The wind picks up and the carriage starts to sway. As one by one the lights go out of the schools in time, I see you taking his hand and walk away. They say that you will always be the last to know. They say that all it is not gold. It's not that you're never coming back to me. It's the better way that I was told. And I'm up while the dawn is breaking, even my heart is aching. I'm going to introduce you to my special guest now for this evening. It's me. See that casual way that I just slip into another persona? That's why they call me the man of a thousand faces. Thousand hers, as I told them I was in Germany. That's where I got these shoes. We were in Hamburg a couple of days ago, and we were playing Große Freiheit 36. I'd say it all in German, but I don't know numbers in German. It's just off the Reeperbahn, so I went out for a little walk, purely for research purposes, and I got these shoes. I don't know whether you can see the colour up there. I got them just in a shop that was right between the sex kino and the gun store. They like to cover all the essential food groups there. Anyway, this is a song that I always like to sing for my gal and my boys back home, because I feel far away from them, and they're getting in from school now Friday night. They're getting in the mood like you are. They're going to have the usual supper, cookies and brandy. We're raising for the vaudeville life. Does somebody get that, really? Is it for me? Everything that I do.
take you to the AI. Walk you my baby back home. We stop for a while. She gives me a smile and snuggles her head on my chest. We start into bed. That's when I get her powder all over my vest. After I have to straighten my tie, she wants to borrow my comb. Pleasure again, walking my baby back home. She's afraid of the dark, so I have to park outside of the door till it's light. Says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her tears all through the night. Hand in hand to a barbecue stand, right through a doorway we roam. Even then it is pleasure again, walking my baby back home. Oh yeah, walking my baby back home. Oh, walking my baby.
Thank you. You know, when I was here a couple of years ago, it was about 3 years ago, it was almost exactly this time of year. And it was a very difficult time for me. My father was in very bad health, and I'm able to think about him now in a much happier way and remember that I probably wouldn't be here if I hadn't seen him singing up close when I was a kid. You know, some of you may know, he was a dance band singer. He was with Joe Loss Orchestra for many years. And so when I was a kid, I'd hear him on the radio, and I'd get to stay up late and see him sometimes on playing the bongos and the conga drum on Come Dancing. Back when that was a respectable program. I think Bruce Forsyth was still on it then. In 1963, the Joe Loss Orchestra was on the bill at the Royal Command Performance. You know, the older people in the audience will remember that used to be a very big deal. It was literally a command performance. The Queen would say, "You have to come and entertain me, otherwise you go to the Tower of London." So they would have... It isn't just like somebody of X Factor now. They would have actually proper stars. You know, they would have people from the West End Theatre and the Royal Ballet and Paraguayan folk singers and a juggler and magicians and Marlene Dietrich, accompanied by her pianist Bert Bacharach, and a little known group from Liverpool called the Beatles. And yeah, it's true. 1963 is when John Lennon said, "You can all clap along and the." People in the Royal Box can rattle their jewelry. My father was on the bill in the first half of the show. My little 5'5" dad sang "If I Had a Hammer" for the Queen Mother. You know, the Queen Mother, who'd actually never had a job of her own, really liked what the songs were. It was all going along great. You know, that was a big deal. I got to stay up late and watch him sing on the show with all the big stars. Then as the 60s went on, things got a little strange. He started to grow his hair long, and he decided that he wanted to quit the dance band and go on the road and sing about peace and love. Like, the generation gap in our house was a bit different to yours. He'd say things to me like, "Grow your hair, you're a disgrace to the family." And he started to sing simple song of freedom and everything is beautiful. He looked a little bit like, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Once a New Pussycat. He looked like Peter Sellers in Once a New Pussycat. Or for the younger people in the audience, Austin Powers. He started wearing crushed velvet frock coats and beads. And he was going up to East Kilbride and Merthyr Tydfilin dancing around in a strobe light. Wasn't much seen there, you know. So I'm 17, and he lets me carry his trumpet into this club in Blackpool. I tried to explain Blackpool to the people in Germany. The closest I could get, help me out here, is Blackpool, it's a bit like Las Vegas. Only without the sin. Or really the sun. Just 5 sad donkeys tied to a post. And if you go to the end of the pier and put money in a telescope, you occasionally see the sea. So, somehow at the end of the day, everybody had got sunburned and was full of fish and chips and candy floss and crying, so that the parents would shove their kids into bed and go to a nightclub to hear my dad sing "Everything Is Musical." And I'm behind the curtain, and the organist gives me a note, and he's an evil swine, so he deliberately tricks me so that when the curtain goes up, I'm totally out of tune with the band. So I did what any sensible person would do. I turned the guitar right off and played the show of my life. After a couple of numbers, I got flash, you know. It was absolutely a perfect preparation for being on Top of the Pops. So, you see how all this connects together? It's not just a rambling story about nothing. You know? So I started to write this song about some of the people that I saw in the clubs with my dad. I started this song when I was 17, and I finished it tonight on the cab on the way here, so I thought I'd play it for you. Maureen and Stan were looking for a job. They did songs for every occasion and a little limelight robbery. No one will employ them, there's nothing to this sign. So he autographs his overdraft and she goes out of her mind. Stuck on the wall with the 1,000 faces, unwanted posters of the haunted places. Roll up in a ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. Roll up in a ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. Looking for the drummer who threw up in the sink, laughing and singing, dressed up like dice. Maybe they could freeze to death out there on the ice. Look at the graceful way as she dances, one foot speaks, the other answers. Roll out the ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. Roll up in the ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. She plays the queen of the flea pit, he plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress. She's not seeing any stars. You can be refused and you can be replaced. You can change your name, but you can change your face. And while they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other as they hear that joker say, roll up in the ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. Roll up in the ghost train, non-stop through the city. Step right up and show your face with only one of the pretty ones. was about 21, I used to share a house with her. A couple whose favorite song was, "I Want to Make Violent Love to You." And it used to worry me because I was a very naive and shy 21-year-old. And I'd never read 500 Shades of Grey or whatever the fuck it's called. You know, like, I didn't know what they were up to. I was just an innocent young man. Much like you see before you see him. So I wrote this song about them and their strange ways of love. And I've been judging audiences ever since on the basis of how they react to it. Take off your shoes, hang up your wings, stack up the chairs, roll up the rug. Savor the things that sobriety brings. Drain of the last from a jug. But when I hit the bottle, there's no telling what I'll do. Something deep inside me wants to turn you black and blue. I can't resist you, I can't wait to twist your loving arms to you capitulate. In the kitchen and I'll meet you in a hall. There's nothing I love better than a free-for-all. To take every leg and see which way it bends. But when it is all over, we will still be friends. Wave a white flag, put away the pistol. Too many people just can't get kissed. But there's nothing I can do to make amends, baby. Hope you don't murder me. Someday, but you didn't have to laugh that way. Oh, you didn't have to laugh that way. Wave a white flag, put away the pistol. Too many people just can't get kissed. But if there's nothing I can do to make amends, baby, hope you don't murder me. Gee, baby, hope you don't murder me. She may be the face I can't forget. A trace of pleasure I regret. Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings. Maybe the chill that autumn brings. Maybe 100 different things. Measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the felon or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, the smile reflected in the stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her chair. She who always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so bright and I'm so proud. No one's allowed to see them. Till the day I die. She
always have got to be. The meaning of my life is she. him up until the teardrop was starting. But he can't but won't do it, he's got no heart.
You don't know about my dark life.
to the corners of my dark life. Now that you take dreams for consumptive barriers, you stand on tiptoe for you and great to. She stays where she is, cause a boy is black. Yeah.
in a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, the boys said, Dad, they're going to take me to task. But I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed. The result of this shipbuilding, with all the will in the world, diving for dear life. A small bunch of flowers is all that you get, and a box to bury the baby. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. A telegram or a picture postcard. With all the will in the world, diving for deeper life. And we could be diving for clouds. When we could be I believe in things I've seen. I wonder about some things I've heard. Everybody's crying mercy. They don't know the root of the world. A bad enough situation. Far enough getting worse. Justice, as long as this business hurts. Hail to the Texans.
flung under a street lamp, still burning at dawn. I'm in the mood again. I walk the damn streets, ravenous hunger. Along there's the fine windows of shameless and plunder, but none of those riches could ever compare. I'm in the mood again. I don't. What's come over me, but there's nothing that I'm doing wrong. You turn the grills right out of me. I lay my head down on fine linens and satins, away from the bed that is living Manhattan. The Empire State Building illuminating the sky. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood again. Does it feel now you've been undressed by a man with a mind like the cut of dress? So disappointed to find this global big sin, lying skin to skin. Shark was on guard, now dead is keeping mom.
Son is mine now as anyone's guess. You're losing his touch with each caress. It's been every evening looking so revealing. It comes without warning, leaves without feeling. Shot with his own gun, now dead is keeping mum. Ready, set, let's get loaded and forget. A little corporal got in the way, and he got hit by a bushel of ricochet. It's a bit more now than just a garden where I sleep so calm. Thank you.
Don't start the talking. I can talk on that. Let my clothes sleepwalk while I put in the world you rat. Talk of re-insufflation. Have you got yourself an occupation? All of us on this need to stay. All of us on here on their way. I would rather be anywhere else but here too. that name. That come you very off. Well, if I leave us asking me to dance, and I hold your coat and hat, and him and his red bonnet, we've been a lovely couple, but we'll never have the chance. Now you say, that you gotta go. Well, if you must, you must. I suppose that you need to sleep on the jobs. Well, it was a powerful day. There were black crows in the road, and I kept my strong happiness in my chest. I suppose I should have told that I was on fire for you. When the verse burst in death, went outside someplace the poets read. Now you say that you gotta go. Well, if you must, you must. I suppose that you need to sleep on the just.
Silhouette on dead sadly. It's a kind of
fuck this senseless. Then it went back to his regiment. Officer said it had to be the night. His name would be Teenage Bride. All the family pride in a little ram ride. It's a kind of murder. It's a kind of murder. Could it happen? It's together. Could it happen now? Sure.
very big, scary, iceberg-looking building. You might want to rethink the design there. I've been out the North Atlantic, believe me, it gave me a fright. But I went down there because, apart from anything else, it's a terrible, tragic story. And the city's so invested in all the stories of travel, some of which my family had a little bit in, a little part in. My grandfather was a trumpet player on the White Star Line, so it means a lot to me to go and see those exhibits and see the little cubby holes that the musician lived in. And that was the bandmaster. So my grandfather, he was probably in just a chest or something. He was only 4'11". We're actually growing 5 inches a generation, so we're going to be the recent giants by the time my boys grow. So this here is a song that I always like to sort of close out with if I can, or say goodnight with, because it if it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't be up here, and if it wasn't for my grandfather, I wouldn't be up here. That goes for everybody, really. But my grandfather, he was a ship's musician, and he traveled to New York in the 1920s. I've got pictures of him in Times Square and Coney Island and Central Park. Saw the sights too. And looks just like George Raftin, a couple of them. Fedora on, camel hair coat. He brought my grandmother home a fox fur wrap from New York, which caused consternation in Birkenhead. Because the fox was still alive. And they lived pretty well for all the way through until about 1932. And as you know, the Depression hit and they cut the liners in half, quite literally, in North Atlantic. And the half that contained the tycoons and barons and earls and the Duke of Earl had sailed on to New York, and the part that contained the musicians floated back to Liverpool. And my grandfather couldn't get any work when he came ashore because he used to play in the silent picture movie houses in the pit orchestra at the Futurists on Vine Street. And that work was all, that was all gone. So I sing this song in memory of those times. It's an imaginary story, but those times, you never know when they're going to come back. Third class ticket in his pocket, punching out the shadows underneath the socket. Tweeco turned up against the fall. Slow coach was rolling on the wall between the very memory and approaches of all. Sail bread curling on a luncheon gown. Wrist chain flowing out the right amount. Forgot man in a different nation. Waiting on a platform. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing in the rain. Nobody wants to buy a counterfeited fairy lullaby in a collar in town. In your flask and fumble screen of some stage dog, Josephine is all you get now. Eyes coming in and out of focus. Tuberculosis, forgotten man, different nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again. It's finally dawning. Jim is standing. Finally dawning, Jim is standing in the rain.
sharp point of whistling, in your one wandering smile. Died down here, but oh, now you're walking off the jeers, the lonely sound, the jingling spurs, the tubers and all that is. Down at the Argyle, my blood of Indians, our blood so bright, there's no place for a half-cut cowboy, in a polite society from cotton man, in a different nation. Somebody's calling you again, smiling dark, chilling skin gray. Somebody's calling you again, smiling dark, chilling skin gray.
When that woman is you.
caressing your skin.
And heaven knows, when you think Lana Del Rey, you think me. So, I wrote this song, or I started writing it. And it's about that, when I was 21, on the eve of when I was 21, all my friends rang me up and they said, "Are you alright? Your life is over. Your youth is gone." And the same thing happened when I was 30 and 40, and I lost count. So this is, like I say, your story and mine.
I remember quite well how good it felt in the last year of my youth. There goes with tantalizing eyes. Felt like love and petals at my feet. All in my dreams, they did. Most of the time, they did. To tell you the truth, in the last year of my youth. And right before my friends would call and ask me if you won't be. Are you running hot? Are you feeling cold? I had juice. Have you calculated your temperature? Have you checked your pulse? Have you heard from your family doctor? And as old a friend I'm one. You're gonna be 21. Your best days are gone. I'm standing in the kitchen, flat out. Temples were exposed. So we ran away. Then we had 12 kids. And then I bought a house. Till I swapped my spouse for a fast little car that was red and sported. And my friends called again the night before. I was 29 and 39 and 40. I began to lie about my age. Knock off a year or two. Till I woke up one day and I was younger than you. I'm standing here before you with a spotlight in eyes. But I won't confess the dark recesses of my mind. This man keeps making the same mistakes. Until he finally learns, I bid you a fond farewell. Hope it happy returns. Hold on to your father's switch, whatever you call it to.
Thank you. The things that you did.
I want you.